as we lean into worship this morning, we want to do so just trusting that the Lord will answer that prayer, that he will meet us here in this space where we're at, no matter what we've been facing throughout the week, no matter what burdens we're bearing in this life. In Psalm 13, David was expressing that he was in a place of despair. He says, "How long will my enemy triumph over me?" And he pleads with God to answer him, to help him. But then in the last two verses, he remembers. He says, "But I trust in your unfailing love. My heart rejoices in your salvation. I will sing the Lord's praise, for he has been good to me." So may we place our trust in God and remember his goodness as we worship him this morning.
Salvation, whom shall I fear? Of whom shall I The throne of glory. Nothing in my hands I bring, but the promise of acceptance from a good and gracious King. I will give to you my burden. To me your strength, come and fill me with your spirit as I sing to you this praise. You deserve the greater glory. Overcome, I lift my that you would see me as your child and as your friend, safe, secure in you forever. I pour out my praise again. You deserve the greater. deserve the greater glory. Overcome, I lift my voice to the King in need of nothing. Empty-handed, I rejoice. You deserve the greater glory. Overcome with joy, I sing. By your love, I am accepted. You're a good and gracious King. You're a good and gracious King. You're a good and gracious King.
Can we just continue to praise the Lord, focusing on his attributes, reminding ourselves who he is. So as you feel led, if a few of you could lift up praises to God for who he is. Yes, Lord, we thank you and praise you for the little glimpses that you have given us of your glory. We ask for even more as we praise you. And Lord, as we see you, as we reflect on who you are, we can't help but praise you and give thanks to who you are and all that you've done.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Come, O my soul, oh, don't you get shy on me. Lift up your soul, 'cause you got a lion inside of those lungs. Get up and praise the Lord. Come on, my soul, oh, don't you get shy on me. Lift up your soul, 'cause you got a lion inside of those lungs. Get up and praise the Lord.
One more time.
Come on, my soul, oh, don't you get shy on me. Lift up your song, 'cause you
Jesus, we praise you. We offer you all of our gratitude. We thank you, Lord, for the wonderful ways that you have loved us, for your saving work on the cross, for that beautiful sacrifice. Lord, we ask that you would just help us to remember these truths with a fresh awe and wonder with each day, so that we would not take it for granted. And so, Lord, even as we hear your word today, would you bless us with a fresh understanding, with a fresh conviction, Lord, let your word fall upon good soil, Lord, so that it would bring about fruit. And so, Lord, we ask that you would speak to us this morning. We are listening. And just invite you to come have your way. And we pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. And if you would remain standing in honor of the reading of God's word and open to Matthew 13. And as you do that, the children from kindergarten through sixth grade would be dismissed for children's church this morning. And we bless the children as they go with Miss Marla and Miss Rachel. And I look forward to what the Lord does in their lives. Matthew chapter 13, beginning in verse 53, through chapter 14, verse 12. It says this, "When Jesus had finished these parables, he moved on from there. Coming to his hometown, he began teaching the people in their synagogue, and they were amazed. 'Where did this man get this wisdom and these miraculous powers?' they asked. 'Isn't this the carpenter's son? Isn't his mother's name Mary? And aren't his brothers James, Joseph, Simon, and Judas? Aren't all his sisters with us? Where then did this man get all these things?' And they took offense at him. But Jesus said to them, 'Only in his hometown and in his own house is a prophet without honor.' And he did not do many miracles there because of their lack of faith. At that time, Herod the Tetrarch heard the reports about Jesus, and he said to his attendants, 'This is John the Baptist. He has risen from the dead. That is why miraculous powers are at work in him.' Now Herod had arrested John and bound him and put him in prison because of Herodias, his brother Philip's wife. For John had been saying to him, 'It is not lawful for you to have her.' Herod wanted to kill John, but he was afraid of the people because they considered him a prophet. On Herod's birthday, the daughter of Herodias danced for them and pleased Herod so much that he promised with an oath to give her whatever she asked. Prompted by her mother, she said, "Give me here on a platter the head of John the Baptist." The king was distressed, but because of his oaths and his dinner guests, he ordered that her request be granted, and he had John beheaded in the prison. His head was brought in on a platter and given to the girl who carried it to her mother. And John's disciples came and took his body and buried it. And then they went and told Jesus. May the Lord add his blessing this morning to the reading of his word. Appreciate your standing. You may be seated at this time.